T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the most successful executives this area has ever seen, and now he's in Toronto, and that is the legendary Lou Lamoriello, who joins us. Now, Lou, welcome. How are you?
Very well, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you. We talk about someone who just was jettisoned from Jersey yesterday to someone who dominated in his time in Jersey. So things are going well in Toronto, huh?
Yes, they are. It's a fantastic city, and working with some great people, and we've got some outstanding players, so I don't know if you could ask for any more.
How about, you know, Lou, when you think back to all your success here, one of the most successful executives we've ever seen in this town, to your days with the Devils, your great triumphs with the Devils, you know, when I ask you to look back on it, what do you remember?
Well, I remember the great people, Mike. I was very fortunate to come to work my first really professional situation with John McMullen, who was just an outstanding boss. And then, working with other people and really, and George Steinbrenner. So when I say that, not many people have had the good fortune to work with people like that. But not only that, the great players that we had and the great people they were. And you don't win or have success unless you're working with great people. No one knows that better than you.
Lou, what was your secret? I mean, to your success, what was important to you? You built a team that was successful every year. You've won everywhere you've been, whether it was in college, whether it's been with the Devils, now with Toronto. What is it that you look for or you try to do when you try to build a culture where you are?
Well, I think it starts very simplistically with good people, good character, and players who have the same thing. And I think that you have to surround yourself with people who are very strong people. I'm a believer that you hire as many strong people as you can who know much more than you do in certain areas, and work with them and grow with them. And it will always come down to the players performing and getting them to get the maximum out of what their abilities are. But it's all about people.
After we're talking with Lou Lamoriello, who obviously won multiple championships with the Devils, did a great job through his many years there, and now he's in Toronto. And when he went to Toronto, they were at the bottom, and now obviously they have moved to where they are right now, very close to the top, third in the East, and have some of the, as what I understand, Lou, some of the best young talent in the sport.
Well, I cannot take any credit for a lot of the talent that is here. They've done an outstanding drafting over the last couple of years, and in my opinion, have the best coaching staff right now in the National Hockey League. And when you have that, and you can get the maturity out of the young players, and they grow together, and they support each other, then success will take care of itself. But it's just trying to keep all of it going in the same direction, and getting people to understand that the, logo will always be where it should be, in front of the shirt, and make sure that it doesn't get mixed up with the back name on the shirt.
You know, interestingly, if people are old enough, they remember Toronto was a dominant franchise. I mean, the legendary franchise, and went through a lot of lean years. Now that that you've helped revitalize the Leafs, how is it up there? What's the reaction? Is it crazy?
Well, this is without question the Mecca hockey city of the National Hockey League, certainly one of the original six. But the fans here, it's 24/7. They know the game. They love it, and they want to win. So I think there's nothing wrong with that. They enjoy, everything and about the players. But it's a hockey city without question.
Are you still enjoying it as much?
You do. I think once you stop enjoying it, then it's time to not do it. But the people around you motivate you. The people around you, you know, allow you to feel good about what you do. There's great ownership here. Larry Tannenbaum and the other owners have just been tremendous as far as support in giving all the necessary tools to have success. And as you said earlier, we've got some great young talent, great coaching staff. So, you know, if you can get all the right pieces in place, you never know what the end result is.
This kid, Matthews, is something special, right?
He really is. I think the best, whenever I'm asked the question, the best way I can describe him is he came into the league the first night and scored 4 goals and was asked about that after the game and very humbly said he allowed his man to slip by him in overtime, which cost the loss. And that's how he answered the question as far as what he thought of the night. And I think that says it all about him.
Yeah, you know, that is impressive. So, I mean, he's gotten off to a great start. I'm sure it's got to be a lot of fun. I mean, you had so many great years down here. You were incredibly successful down here with what you achieved, and you were always a big part of the show. You've been on the show a million times through the years of Mike and the Mad Dog and through the years with myself. So we wanted to have you on one more time before I finally say goodbye. So that's why we wanted everybody to come on the show, and especially you.
Well, Mike, I really wanted to. I'm glad that they called me because if you look back, we came there together, Mike, yourself, I think back in 87, 88.
Yep.
And you fellas have been tremendous in coming and helping the sport grow, you know, in the area. And I've always enjoyed it. And I want to thank you for all your years and what you gave us there. And I know this is not going to be the end. I know you too well. So I want to wish you the best of luck in that next step and appreciate everything you've done and said over the years.
Thank you, Lou, very much. Pleasure to have you on. Good luck this season. If I'm in the neighborhood, I'll stop in and say hello.
Please do. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Lou. Lou Lamoriello, one of the great executives, as I've said many times. In any sport, if I could, if you ask me, he'd be the top of my list. I don't care what team it was. You made Lou Lamoriello the general manager or the president, you'd win. I mean, the guy, when he was in college and he was running Providence and knew nothing about basketball, who'd he hire to run to coach the team? Rick Pitino. So he knows how to find winners. He's now built Toronto back up to where they are a tremendous team. And if that was easy, why did it take Toronto so long to do it? And here with the Devils, all he did was win year after year after year and championship after championship. So he's been a legendary general manager. And I should say, part owner, because Lou Lamoriello did, in the McMullen years, did own a piece of the team. So he actually was a co-owner, too. It wasn't an equal ownership, but he did have part ownership of the franchise, too. So they used to say Lou threw it around like it's his money, because it was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.